respond to one of these complexes. I now have other property owners, other apartment complexes calling and telling me the same kinds of things.
Food is the biggest commodity over there.
Cindy says she survived the ordeal by staying quiet, giving them food and bed bug spray. Every night, praying she'd hear sirens.
They left us there to die.
In her new home, far away, the peace she feels is fleeting. Because for so many others, she says there is no escape, no solution, and no sign that help will ever come.
The people working to defund the police are the same people bringing in millions of foreigners without any expectation to assimilate. These foreigners are being given money, education, and homes, while tax-paying American citizens are being kicked out of their homes and losing their jobs. Property taxes generate approximately 75% of a city's funding. And as the job market, home sales, commercial real estate, and the entire U.S. economy continues to plummet, the average American citizen will no longer be able to pay the city's taxes, and city governments will become desperate. Right on cue, the federal government announces it will be giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to cities willing to take more migrants. This isn't new. The Department of Homeland Security, who is supposedly tasked with securing the homeland, has already given out $1 billion to city governments in return for taking more migrants. And there will be billions more given out. This incentivized plan of self-destruction is scheduled to last another 2 years. The Venezuelan gang violence in Aurora, Colorado, is already spilling out to the surrounding suburbs. And Aurora is just one of many. There are hundreds of sanctuary cities, counties, and states, all of which are losing money. And the funds being given out by Homeland Security will not cut it. They will only increase the amount of mouths to feed. As it turns out, the cost of feeding and housing tens of millions of people is unsustainable. And as the money starts to run out, things will get much more dangerous. John Williams predicts we will be seeing more demand for gated communities and private security companies.
A lot of these new residents are coming from a harder world. They're coming from the El Salvadors of the world, the Venezuelas of the world. You know, these countries where they know a lot of hardship, and they've come here for a better life, and they're going to do what they have to do to achieve that better life. And as we walk into the winter, it's going to be real cold in San Francisco, in Denver, in New York City, and if they don't have shelter, they're going to take it, most likely. I mean, if the food cuts off, if the shelter, becomes harder to come by, if all these, perks and things that were promised go away, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Last year, 139 mayors officially told Congress they need more money to provide food, housing, and other services to their growing migrant community. They wrote that both city government agencies and local nonprofits are overwhelmed and cannot provide the most basic assistance.
Where do you see all this going? Do you think that this video right here is the end? Or do you think that this situation is very well the beginning? It's only 3 months until winter. These cities, they're going to get really cold.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, September 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Tuesday morning from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. I was out yesterday. Woke up not feeling too good. So thank you for the crew for scrambling and putting together an all-star show. Three of our best interviews in the recent past all just happened to be women. It just turned out that way. Someone on X was saying you should title that episode Wonder Women. There's a lot of great women doing some very powerful work. And it's funny because I mentioned to my sister yesterday evening, said, yeah, you know, didn't make it in today. I was sick. We had to do a rebroadcast. She was like, really? Because Dad said he watched and you had a really good show. I'm like, well, okay. He didn't notice my costume changes between each hour, I guess. But yeah, thank you for the crew to scramble. I will say, unless I'm mistaken, I think that may have been the first time in the entire history of American Journal that I called out sick in the morning. I've been sick other times, obviously, and have usually maybe the night before. I can give a warning to the crew. I think that may have been the first time ever that I woke up feeling terrible and didn't make it in, which I'm bragging, which is an unbelievable situation if you'd seen my high school attendance record. We have a lot to discuss today. My goodness, we have a lot to discuss. And of course, the main topic on everybody's mind is Haitians eating cats and ducks from the park. And this, I'm happy to say, we were on the very forefront of. Last week, we were covering this exact situation and giving you some context and reporting on some of the Facebook posts and others. Captive Dreamer 2 on X deserves a lot of credit for pushing this out into the mainstream, taking some of the statements made on local Facebook posts, Facebook pages for Springfield, Ohio, and publishing them on X and getting them out to the wider consciousness. And it's amazing how things like this happen, how there can be some situation where everybody locally knows it's going on. It's a huge deal. It's a symptom of a wider nationwide syndrome that's going on. But it remains in that local field. It remains in the local sphere. It never breaks out until somebody notices it. Somebody who, with a national voice or, you know, prominent on X, especially on the right wing, notices it and publishes something about it. And then it's like all the news that's been going on but hasn't been widespread comes roaring out like a flood. And so now we just have this you know, flood of information. And two things happen in this case. For one, everybody jumps on board on the right wing and starts talking about this because it's sort of the first time they've noticed and it's a flood of information. And then, of course, the responding attempt by the left to debunk everything as quickly as possible. And they act like this flood of information is evidence that it's manufactured or, you know, not as big of a deal, right? It's a right-wing conspiracy. And wow, suddenly everybody's, you know, making these claims. It's like, well, we didn't know it was happening because the national media wasn't reporting on it, because the local media reports on it weren't actually saying what was going on. So none of us really knew, but there was a ton of information being generated. And it wasn't until the awareness of this situation broke through the you know, Overton window, broke into the mainstream conversation, that suddenly all of this information that's already been there comes roaring into view for everybody to see. And so, of course, the left uses this as evidence that somehow this isn't really happening, that it's all manufactured because it's just all spilling out at once. And, you know, some of it's not exactly right. You'll see a photo of some dude walking down the street with a goose in his hands, you know. Just been insane. And it's like, well, that wasn't actually in Springfield. That was in the town next to Springfield. And it's like, okay, you can debunk all of these things piece by, you know, hyper focusing on some detail that may not be exactly correct. But we get what's going on. The entire situation is not fake or wrong or even, you know, mislabeled or misinterpreted. It's all happening. It's all very real. And we're going to break down some information that you probably aren't going to get anywhere else, including why this is happening to Ohio in particular, why this is, like, how much this has been happening in the past, This is not a new thing. This is not something that just happened last week. It wasn't last Monday they brought in a bunch of Haitians and on Friday they were eating pets. This has been going on for years. And one situation that we talk about all the time on this show as evidence of the willful collapse of our country through the immigration system is, of course, the El Paso or Eagle Pass, rather, conundrum, the situation, the bizarre series of events that occurred where you had tens of thousands of Haitian migrants camped out under the bridge for weeks. You know, nobody could do anything about it. Everybody was, you know, just confused and lost. And the Haitians, meanwhile, were like being interviewed as they would cross over the Rio Grande and buy food and then cross back over to eat it. And they were just like, this is terrible. We're suffering so bad. And it all just went on. And this camp just remained until a Border Patrol agent rode a horse near the migrants and used his reins. That was published as being them whipping the migrants. And then Kamala Harris and the Biden administration made a big deal out of this, saying, oh, it's like slavery days. Oh, dear. It's like we're back in the 1800s with the slavery and the slave masters on horses. And then when it was revealed, no, this is a guy using his reins to stop the influx of migrants storming across the border, it became very embarrassing, and the whole situation just disappeared in 24 hours. For weeks, so it was camps and, you know, what are we going to do? And, oh, my God, it's hundreds of thousands of people. This is an impossible task. And then the Biden administration was embarrassed a little bit, and it was cleaned up within 24 hours. Everybody was gone. The entire camp was disassembled and removed, and all of the people there disappeared. They were just gone. Well, where do you think they went? Where do you think they went? They went into your neighborhood. They got housing down the street from your house. Yeah, so we'll spend a lot of time on that. We have more videos than we could ever possibly go to on that topic alone. And it's very good to see. And it's also good to see how unnecessary the mainstream media is at this point. I mean, as soon as this situation rose to the level of national awareness, it's like, you know, all of the independent reporters have been deployed and are now on the ground in Ohio getting the story verbatim from the people there and publishing it without any interference from some mainstream network telling them what is and is not of public importance. So we'll get very much into that. Of course, tonight is the debate. The debate. I'd say the first debate, but I don't know if there's going to be a second. It's just the debate between Trump and Harris. So this is it. The last few hours of Kamala Harris as a viable presidential candidate. Enjoy it, Kamala, because just like Joe Biden, the reality is about to be revealed and everybody is going to see what the real options are. Donald Trump, intelligent statesman versus Democrat puppet, wallowing in failure and incompetence. So we'll get into that too, what we can expect later. I will be in the studio starting at 7 p.m. tonight, hosting along with Chase Geyser and perhaps some others. I'm not sure who has confirmed yet. But we'll be there taking your calls and commentating on the debate and watching it live in real time on Infowars.com/show and band.video and streaming on X as well. So tune in for that. Join us as we commentate along and watch in real time as Kamala Harris's presidential dreams go up in smoke. That's my prediction anyway. So we'll talk about that and a lot more. So many videos to get to today. I'll take your calls as well. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 10th of September, 2024. Trump-Harris to debate on ABC. And this has been a long road to get here, a very long road. Obviously, we should have had several debates against what should have been the winner of the Democratic primary, Joe Biden. But apparently they just, you know, want to pull the rug out from under everybody, shove Kamala in. It's been something like 51, 52 days since she became the actual nominee of the Democratic Party. And in that time, she has given exactly one pre-taped, tag team interview with a very friendly media outlet at CNN. And that's basically it. She's had no press conferences. She hasn't talked to the press whatsoever. Maybe once or twice she's, you know, said something to a camera while in some staged campaign stop at a Sheetz gas station. But other than that, no questions, no being held to the, you know, her feet held to the fire, no interrogation from any even remotely unfriendly media. And this free ride she's been given, this smooth sailing of not being questioned, not having to even come out with a policy sheet, that ends tonight. So that's going to be very exciting to watch. It's going to be very exciting to watch. Rewatch almost. It'll be a replay of what we saw under Joe Biden, where for weeks and weeks we were telling you just how incompetent and senile he was, only to be gaslit by his administration, and for all of that to come crumbling down the instant he had to speak extemporaneously for an extended period of time. I expect exactly the same thing to happen with old Kamala today, and I'm very excited to watch that. So just bring your sunglasses. It's going to be a Hindenburg-like spectacular failure, I think. I mean, that's my guess. That's what I think is going to happen. And by the way, they think that's going to happen too. They're working feverishly to prepare Kamala Harris, which, yeah, good luck. Good luck is all I have to say about that. Meanwhile, great replacement job shock. This from Zero Hedge over the weekend. 1.3 million native-born Americans lost their jobs, replaced by 35,000 immigrants. At the start of the year, many months after we first pointed out the biggest untold story of the U.S. labor market was the great replacement of native-born workers with foreign-born workers, most of whom we subsequently learned were undocumented immigrants, i.e. illegal aliens. We asked how it is that the ongoing replacement, because that's what it is, of U.S. workers is not the biggest political talking point right now, considering that since October 2019, native-born U.S. workers have lost 1.4 million jobs. Over that same time period, foreign-born workers have gained 3 million jobs. Well, 8 months later, we're delighted to see that our relentless efforts to bring attention to this critical topic finally worked, and the continued replacement of native-born workers with immigrants and illegal aliens is finally the biggest political and media talking point, as demonstrated by such articles as How Immigration Remade the U.S. Labor Force by the Wall Street Journal and Without Immigrants, U.S. Working-Age Population Would Shrink from Bloomberg, both of which are an extension of the latest and greatest narrative spawned by Fed Chair Powell and then picked up by Goldman, which came down to the following. You can have record illegal immigration, or you can have even more breakneck inflation. So don't be angry. Just accept the roving gangs of Venezuelan murderers in your neighborhood. If you know what's good for you and if you want to keep prices low, the same prices which are only high because the government decided to inject $20 trillion in fiscal stymies in the last 4 years. So again, we'll get back into this. But just a quick reminder that it's not just your missing cat that is to blame for the immigration crisis is to blame. It's also your missing job and your lower pay and the unaffordable groceries. It's all compounded and exacerbated by the inflow and massive billion-dollar payments to the foreign occupiers in our country. And it's all on purpose and by design, and that's the point of them coming here in the first place. Meanwhile, Israel-Gaza war. Israeli military claims Turkish-American activist killed in West Bank was likely unintentionally shot. It's hard to say, though. Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. When you're just closing your eyes and firing blindly at anything that moves, I guess you can call that an accident, I suppose. Activist killed in the West Bank was likely unintentionally shot, says Israeli military. Sure. The Israeli military said that an American activist killed in the West Bank was likely unintentionally shot. Following an inquiry, an American-Turkish dual national, Aysenor Ezgi Aygi, was shot dead, reportedly by Israeli troops, while participating in a protest against settler expansion in the occupied West Bank on Friday. The 26-year-old was a volunteer peace activist with the Anti-Occupation International Solidarity Movement, ISM. And we'll get back into this a little bit later as well, because it is an American dual citizen killed by the Israeli military. And some of the responses to this by American politicians are truly sickening and treasonous, where they're basically, I mean, not basically, they are literally celebrating and, you know, justifying this and basically saying, well, she was a terrorist, so she deserved to die. So just so you're aware of where our politicians land on the matter. We'll get back into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, the other World War III front, Ukraine strikes Moscow in biggest drone attack to date. Ukraine attacked Russia with 144 drones. At least 20 drones were downed around Moscow. Multi-story residential buildings near Moscow were on fire. Flights were suspended at Moscow's key airports. And Russia then attacked Ukraine with 46 drones. Ukraine struck the Moscow region on Tuesday in its biggest drone attack so far on the Russian capital, killing at least one woman, wrecking dozens of homes, and forcing around 50 flights to be diverted from airports around Moscow. Russia, the world's biggest nuclear power, said it had destroyed at least 20 Ukrainian attack drones as they swarmed over the Moscow region, which has a population of more than 21 million, and 124 more drones shot down over eight other regions. Again, we'll get into this a little bit later, but the poking of the bear continues unabated. The playing chicken with the nuclear-armed superpower continues unabated as the destruction of the United States and our historical resistance to tyranny will be eliminated one way or another, either by flooding us with Haitians and Venezuelans or eliminating us and disintegrating us in a nuclear flash. We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Finally, we have this. Panicked Democrats rush to discredit reports of Haitian illegals eating pets in Springfield as xenophobic and racist. Xenophobic and racist. Sort of makes you, sort of brings to mind, if you will, the great speeches from Martin Luther King. Where he said, I have a dream of a world. My grandchildren are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. It's like, well, we're judging them by the content of their character, and they are eating ducks. They're eating the ducks at the park, and they stole my daughter's cat and is frying it on the driveway. So, yeah, it turns out the content of the character might not be the best metric if, continual support is what you're after. The left is collectively scrambling to combat the factual narrative that illegal aliens from Haiti have been caught in an Ohio town eating local ducks in parks and house cats. And we'll get very into this today. And this has gone on for a very long time. And we've reported on this over and over for the past several years. Again, the whole drama about Border Patrol agents using whips on migrants, that was all surrounding tens of thousands of Haitians who'd come across the southern border, who'd been ferreted here by a variety of NGOs and governmental programs, taking them from the hellish demon world of Haiti and into America, only for the whole situation to be cleared up instantaneously within 24 hours, the moment it became embarrassing for the Biden administration. Showing again that the lack of action from the federal government isn't born from some incapability, but rather a distinct and well-established disdain for the American people that those in power actually have. So we've talked about it ever since. I mean, we've talked about the migrants from Haiti. You've got the migrant, gangs from Venezuela. The reaction to this is the same from the left, which is to tell you it's not happening, even though it 100% absolutely is happening. But they can just gaslight you and lie to you and pick, certain rhetorical devices and ways of phrasing things that disguises the reality of what's actually happening. In other words, there's statements of things saying the police have not received any reports of, pets being stolen and eaten by Haitians. And it's like, okay, but did you notice a distinct uptick in missing pet posters around? I mean, if your cat goes missing, do you call the cops? I wouldn't. I'd put up posters. I'd call around. I'd put up posts on Facebook. But who calls the cops over a missing animal? That doesn't happen. Now, if you were to actually see, a Haitian family barbecuing your cat, yeah, you might call the cops then. But if your cat goes missing and your Haitian migrants have a barbecue, that weekend, you're not going to call the cops on them because you're not sure if what they're eating is cat or not. By the way, Haitians eat cats. That's just the thing they do. Okay? It's not it's not out of necessity. It's not out of, because they're starving and they need to, desperately find something to eat. And so they just reach for, whatever living thing is nearest to them. No, it's like a tradition of theirs, I guess, for some reason. That's what I read. That's what I read from articles written long, long ago. Here's one from HaitianReport.com. Do Haitians eat cats? The shocking truth. Do Haitians eat cats is one of the top 10 most frequently asked questions of Haitians in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and even professional settings. Unfortunately, many Haitians feel uncomfortable answering the question. I, on the other hand, don't have that problem. That's why I'm going to spill the beans and let you in on this little secret. I love how all of this is phrased. Unfortunately, many Haitians feel uncomfortable answering this question. Yeah, I would too, because the answer is obviously yes. Like, here's how else this could happen. If somebody asked me, do Americans eat cats? I wouldn't be uncomfortable answering the question. I'd say, why no? No, we don't. Thanks for asking. No, that's not something we do. We like pets as we like cats as pets and friends and members of our family. We don't eat them. Eating cat meat is not a daily activity or a nationwide practice in Haiti. However, some Haitians do eat cats on December 24th in a national festivity called Réveillon, which is a big Christmas party. Oh. Oh, I wonder, I'd love to hear those carols, wouldn't you? Yeah, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, the screaming of cats and the fleeing of mouse. It's crazy that we're bringing these people into our country. It is absolutely insane that we're bringing these people into our country. We're going to show you a bunch of videos about this on the other side, including, Kamala Harris talking about how 50,000 isn't enough. We need 100,000. We need 200,000. We need the entire population of Haiti on the streets of Ohio eating the decorative birds as quickly as possible, which is insane. And the, legal, secret passwords they use to make all of this seem normal and legal and good, which is all very absurd and insane, right? They say they have temporary protective status. Okay, what does that even mean? So if I go let a homeless person into your house, and you show up and are like, what the hell is this guy doing here? And I'm like, don't worry, I said he could stay there. I'm protecting him. Okay. So it's legal then. Great.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. While at the same time, keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Woo-hoo! Welcome back, folks. Woo-hoo! Contrary to popular belief, Haitians don't eat cats just because they're poor and hungry. They eat cats because it's a tradition. This is from HaitianReport.com in 2019. Why do Haitians eat cats? The practice of eating cats in Haiti is not a new habit, but an old tradition started at the time of slavery. For instance, runaway slaves hunted, killed, and ate wild cats deep in Haiti's forest and treacherous mountains many years before Haiti became a nation, and back when Haiti actually had forests, before the entire island was deforested in a mad rush to create charcoal, and lack of second order thinking means that now the entire countryside is absolutely devastated with no hope of ever regrowing. So the practice of eating cats is just as old as Haiti herself. And that makes sense, considered that Haiti was in fact founded in a demonic voodoo ceremony. In case you're not aware of that, and in case you're wondering why what's up with the exuberant madness in the way in which Haitians are being brought into this country, it's a reminder that they are sort of the, as a nation, premier example for the globalist. After all, they rose up against their slave masters and slaughtered every white or even mixed person on the island in a campaign of complete genocide, the horrors of which are beyond description, before they then gathered on a mountain top and summoned a demon and pledged loyalty to him in the founding of their country, which has since become the most poorly run country in the Western Hemisphere, in a place of relentless murder and gang crime. So of course, it's like a blueprint, right? I mean, that's what we should be doing. We have to be following that path forward. Apparently cat meat tastes like chicken. Okay. Just in case you're wondering. Most Haitians do not have human-like relationships with their pets. Some see cats just like pork, beef, and chicken, so there's no discrimination. There's no preferential treatment. Meat is meat. whether it's from cats or other large animals. And of course, the irony of all of this is that possibly the most popular excuse for why we need tens of millions of foreigners in our country is because tacos, is because the food is so good. Yeah, as white people, we don't season our cats, so, you know, we have to be taught how to do that. And of course, as the InfoWars article says, panicked Democrats rushed to discredit reports of Haitian illegals eating pets in Springfield as xenophobic and racist. So they're sort of waffling in between telling you it's not happening and respect their tradition. But the reality is that eating cats and pets is just the most extreme and horrifying example of what is just a variety, a myriad of horrific consequences of bringing in half a million, 5% of the entire population of Haiti into your country without even the slightest insistence of, learning how to be Americans. Which, of course, is just incredibly insulting and vicious to the people in Springfield, Ohio, who have been speaking out about this for months, and in some cases are finding they're having to flee the town they grew up in and have had a home in for 45 years because the city council decided to drop a million Haitians in their driveway. Let's go to clip 26 here.
Noel?
Oh.
Thank you.
I live at 426 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noel, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sort of, you know, powerful, heartbreaking stuff. Springfield residents warn pets and wildlife are being eaten by Haitians. But again, that's just sort of the final outrage. I mean, this is a woman forced out of her home after 45 years because migrants were just living on her lawn. And again, we'll get into some of the organizations bringing this about and how exactly this happens and what it represents. God bless that lady, you know, not to criticize her, but As a sentiment to all Americans, stop apologizing. Stop apologizing for being invaded. Like, understand, you're not doing anything wrong when you're like, why are there Haitians setting up camp in my driveway and threatening me and eating my cat? Like, you don't have to apologize for that. Can we get over that? Let's go to another clip now. We'll go to 27. Here's another Springfield resident.
I was out and about yesterday, driving around Springfield. I was looking at the giant holes in some of our buildings. I noticed all of the old familiar spots bearing new signs in an unfamiliar language. I watched as groups of strangers walked around the city like lost tourists, and it was like a punch in the gut. A terrible sadness came over me, and I began to cry. I immediately started to think back to when I was little, walking from my grandma's house on South Fountain through downtown and all the way to Snyder Park, going to Wren's to get new school clothes and shoes, the excitement of the mall for lunch at the Blue Fox, or even better, to see Santa, riding down High Street, admiring the beauty of those stately homes and their amazing architecture. dropping pennies in the fountain and making wishes. And now, all those warm memories are becoming fuel to the fire of anger inside of me. I feel like we have been invaded by some sort of pest. I'm angry that my friends and family are packing up and moving away. I'm angry that foreigners are using up the resources that were set up for the Americans that reside here. I'm angry that another country's flag was being flown in our city. I'm angry when I see our businesses and recreational areas littered with garbage left by people that do not know or understand our laws and culture and are making no attempt to learn about them. And let me be clear, this is not about race. This is about people being given the privilege of coming here from another country and having no respect for our people, our land, or our life's work. People living their life here the way they did in Haiti, angry, stealing, polluting, living in filth, and acting like animals. These are not civilized people. Opening containers in our grocery stores, helping themselves to what's inside, and throwing the rest onto the shelves and floors. Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill, lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the site of an old school where children play. Or leaving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me. Will it be some sort of dystopian wasteland with most of our original residents having moved away and those that cannot afford to move being locked inside their homes, living in fear? This thought is keeping me awake at night. I just want the old Springfield back. I know it was far from perfect, but at least it was still ours. Thank you.
Just brutal. Brutal.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc The Linus Pauling Formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. It's kind of nice seeing everybody, you know, waking up to the reality of what's happening with illegal immigration in this country. It's important to recognize that what's happening in Springfield, Ohio is not unique to Springfield, Ohio. It's happening to small towns across the United States. And as you saw in that last video, this poor woman talking about, she's not that old. I mean, she's maybe, you know, a little bit older than me. She looked like maybe she was in her 40s, maybe 50s, but you know, send some 100-year-old lady coming up and going, in my day, we could walk to the soda fountain. But yeah, that's literally what she's saying. She's like, yeah, I have so many wonderful memories of back when this little town was nice and sweet and fun and safe. And now it's just overrun by savages, literal savages who just don't care about cleanliness or the rule of law or property. Like, it just doesn't matter. And why should it? Why should it matter to them? They're protected from the consequences of their actions. They are under the auspice of the federal government, who has given them carte blanche to do whatever they want and, you know, pay them thousands of dollars a month for nothing, you know, because they're Haitian. Why shouldn't they feel entitled and privileged and able to take advantage of the openness of America as a society? And this is the point, right? Is like, well, I guess we need a lot more police now. I guess we need a lot. I guess we need really stringent laws. I guess we need some sort of social credit score, because how else are we going to stop people from eating our cats and killing the ducks at the park? Like, well, you could just not bring them in here. So it's not just Springfield, Ohio, where this is happening. It's not an accident that these are the types of people that they're bringing in. In fact, Elon Musk has been posting a lot of stuff about this more. And yeah, it's almost bizarre, the fact that, like, when it's done to pets is when the outrage happens, because how many murders have we reported on by illegal immigrants? How many American citizens are dead because of drunk driving by illegal immigrants, or legal immigrants without the appropriate license driving 18-wheelers and crashing headfirst into, you know, head-on collision, some mom and her child? So last week, an Indian dude driving a truck. So how many Americans have died? And it's like, I don't know, something about the American character that's like, well, show them killing pets and then people will care. Show them killing ducks and geese, and that causes outrage. When it's a person dying, it's just like, well, that's a tragedy. Oh, well, it happens. So, okay, fine. If killing pets is what it takes to get people aware of the true heinous nature of this entire program, fine. But, you know, really think about it. Think about what this means. Think about the fact that this is an ongoing program that, if the Democrats remain in power, will continue indefinitely until there's no more small towns to move them into. And this is the true sick aspect of this. is that this town in Ohio, Springfield, actually is doing better than other towns that didn't take in migrants. Because essentially what's happening right now in small towns across the United States, in every Midwest state, here in Texas especially, it's basically like the people that built and have lived in these towns for decades are being driven to bankruptcy. The main drags, town squares just are ghost towns. They're totally vacant. They're depressing. They're empty. They're boarded up. It's very sad and desperate what's happening. And the federal government will do absolutely nothing to help. The state government will do absolutely nothing to help. There is no value seen in preserving the culture and significance and continuing existence of these small towns unless you flood it with 20,000 migrants. And then suddenly there's billions of dollars available. And so small towns are basically damned if they do, damned if they don't. It's either like die out, just disappear, disintegrate, and be destroyed by the, forces of multinational capital, or accept total replacement from a variety of savages, in which case your town will be artificially propped up and maintained by taxpayer money stolen from people in other states. So it's evil. This is just evil. It's a deliberate, at this point, well-publicized attack on the American people, on our way of life, on our small towns. We are being targeted for destruction one way or another. Okay? And it's a choice they're making. It's not inevitable. It's a choice. And they're making it deliberately, on purpose, and with your ultimate destruction as their ultimate goal. We'll go to a few more videos of Springfield residents just dealing with this attack, this full-scale attack against the American people. And by the way, as Elon Musk responds to the 153 illegal alien sex offenders arrested just this year in Baltimore alone. So think about how small that number is. 153. I mean, it's a big number for 1 year, right? We're only a little over, almost two-thirds of the way through the year. But that's average, like one a day, more or less, right? What day of the year is it? Is it the 153rd day? That'd be appropriate. So 153 illegal alien sex offenders arrested just this year in Baltimore alone, and that's just the arrests, and the ones have been made public. So how many examples have gone unpunished? Who's to say? What happens when you bring in other cities? That number, of course, multiplies by that many more times. World of Statistics at stats_feed on X published a list of most criminal countries. Now, I don't know how you calculate this, but I imagine they have some sort of metric by which they judge this by. The most criminal countries in the world, according to World of Statistics, is number one, Venezuela, number two, Papua New Guinea, number three, Afghanistan, number four, Haiti. You know, if you made a list, and you probably have to exclude Mexico because, they're obviously just right next door to us, but if you made a list of countries where immigrants in America came from, it would almost look exactly like the world's most criminal countries. We've gotten a ton of people from Venezuela. We've gotten a ton of people from Haiti. Luckily, Papua New Guinea is far enough away that, the NGOs don't bother bringing them across the Pacific Ocean. And, of course, Afghanistan, where tens of thousands of Afghans have been brought into our country, courtesy of the federal government. We're going to go to some more videos of people in Springfield just explaining what's going on in their towns and state. And we'll get into some more, political stuff later. But let's go now to clip number 28.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets. And I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits and like, and I'm getting out here every day. And I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there and suits. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, y'all can be comfortable with this. I don't know, who's getting paid from it. I feel like, I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, they, you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight, FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get, like, a task force for the Highway State Patrol. And they look for guns, and they look for dope, and this and that, and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for, like, going left to center and, like, a couple miles over. Like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol knows so much how to know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them, they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting a, bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these, and it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse, and y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars, y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here, and I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair. I think it's crazy, bro.
They're like, absolutely getting paid literally billions of dollars. Story and video at Infowars.com. More on the other side, folks. A lot more.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the Infowars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
John Harrison, thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys gotta try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. I could spend this whole show talking about the Haitian migrants. There's so much more to talk about. We've got Melania Trump talking about the assassination attempt. I want to talk about that. We're going to talk about the debate that will be airing tonight. We'll be airing on InfoWars as well. Myself, Chase Geiser, and others will be commentating on it before and after, of course. There's a lot going on in Israel. There's a lot going on with Russia and Ukraine. There's a lot going on just in the censorship front. There's a lot to talk about in a variety of different issues. But this is the hot topic, and if you're viewer of InfoWars, you know that you and we have been ahead of the curve on this for a long time. But now that it's coming to the attention of the national audience, we'll, you know, really spend some time breaking down exactly why and how this is happening. First, we'll go to clip number 25 here. Springfield, Ohio update. American veteran denied Medicaid with a line around the block of foreigners getting priority. Let's watch.
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no. I've been trying to get a medical, just a simple Medicaid card since June. They took me off of, I'm a vet. They took me off of the disability and made me start paying for my own disability. They so backed up in there. They didn't ask me for the same information three times, and I didn't gave it to them three times, and they still sending me the same letters. So it's frustrating.
What's the wait time?
For back in line, probably pushing 2 hours.
Is there a separation between French speakers and English speakers?
It's all along. They would just have interpreters that hop between the windows as they come up.
Got it. So, makes sense.
Yeah. We tried the split line for a while. It ended up being less efficient for everybody.
Got it.
Yeah.
What do you think the split is between new Haitians that have come in here and Springfield and OGs, if you will?
I don't know too much about all...
Observationally, what have you seen?
9-1 easy.
9-1?
Yeah, it seems like, for most part. Until we get later in the afternoons, then it sort of like evens out. That's when most of the locals tend to come in.
Did they recently hire translators to accommodate the 9-1 ratio?
They're longer than I have, and I've been here 6-7 months now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you have it. 9-1. That's pretty crazy.
So I had to give them proof of income and disabilities and stuff. I gave them all that. They still ain't did.
So you're a veteran, and you're competing with some of the resources they're getting?
Yeah.
That just came in here?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel some type of way?
No, I feel like this here, being a vet. Yeah. I say that America, we once had the slogan, the melting pot, give us your hungry, your poor, et cetera, et cetera. This is a place where everybody's supposed to be able to make it, man. It's not that I have anything against anyone. This America, you dig what I'm saying? But I'm saying that the things that the hoops they make us jump through can have you turn on each other in a sense or say negative things. I don't have anything that's negative to say or bad to say about anybody Haitian. Sure. You know what I mean?
Do you think the town's taking care of their local residents that were here first and foremost?
Oh, no. Hell no.
Hell no?
No. It ain't going to happen.
You think that'll change anytime soon?
Nope.
Okay. Why?
Because it's just like they say, you got to hurry up and wait. Everything is a process. The paperwork, the bureaucracy, come on, man. It ain't going to change. Because a lot of times they'll have paperwork with them and stuff. They won't have it in order. They, you know what I mean? They got to go through their process.
Well,
like
they all speak French mostly?
Yeah.
And is Francois? English? No.
It might take each one of them anywhere from 5 to 7 minutes to do a transaction. So if you standing in line 30 minutes, they might only just serve 4 or 5 people.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
Slow.
Yeah, super slow.
How many people do you think will come here this Monday?
This Monday?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, out of this Monday, I figure at least they might see 500.
500?
Yeah.
And how many of those Haitians?
Out of that, honestly?
Yeah.
I know it's more than half.
Again, we'll get into this more on the other side. This is just the tip of the iceberg, folks. It's not going to stop until somebody stops it. And it's like that guy, like, you know, it's the bureaucracy, you know, it goes through. Well, yeah, unless you want to bring in, you know, 500,000 migrants, then suddenly the bureaucracy is gone with a wave of a hand. They come up with some phrase, and suddenly they don't have to do anything anymore. It just happens.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks.
I want to spend some more time on this Haitian issue, not because it's unique in any way, but rather because it's not unique, because it's just an example, just a blatant and, at this point, you know, widely discussed example of just the wholesale invasion that America is experiencing. And as Elon Musk notes, the publicly stated goal by almost all leaders of the Democratic Party is to legalize the 15 million illegal migrants as soon as possible, as well as bring in tens of millions more. And I'd say there's probably 50 million illegal immigrants in this country right now, not 15. That would immediately make all swing states deep blue, just like what happened in California with the 1986 amnesty, turning America into a permanent one-party state. This is the last real election if Trump loses. Well, if Trump loses, it's not a real election. I think our last real election was 2016, and that may be it from now on. From Cosimo Morelli on X, there are roughly 11.5 million Haitians, 475,000 encounters with Haitians at our border in the last 3 years. Combine that with the 205,000 migrants paroled under CHNV in the last year, and you have at least 5.9% of Haiti imported into America in one Biden and Harris term. 6% of the entire country has moved to America. They've been brought here, and they're having their way paved and paid for. Some more facts. Let me just fact dump you here. John Lefebvre on X. The fact that Haitian migrants are eating pets in Ohio isn't even the worst part. The Biden-Harris administration has secretly flown in over 320,000 unvetted Haitian migrants into the United States. Then, in June of 2024, Mayorkas gave them special protective status to prevent them from being deported. This represents an influx of people, sadly, from an inferior culture, and they are bringing their third world values here. The average IQ in Haiti is 78. Context, an IQ of at least 75 is required for being considered competent in a court of law. Do you understand what I just said? If the average IQ of Haiti is 78, then roughly half of Haiti is under 78, which, you know, rounded off 3 points, give or take, is the barrier for mental retardation. So you're bringing in 500,000 people, at least half of which are not competent to stand trial for crimes they commit. So you're bringing in an entire race of people who cannot be held responsible for their actions because their IQ is so low. Do I need to say it again? That's crazy. That's crazy. Half of the Haitians arriving, roughly, according to statistics, have such low IQ, they are technically mentally retarded, meaning they can't be held responsible, just like a child can't be held responsible for their actions in criminal court. Okay. Haiti is the 20th most deadly country in the world with 40.9 homicides per 100,000. Haiti is by far the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere with a GDP per capita of just $1,748. Haiti's education system is ranked 177th globally in terms of national spending on education with a literacy rate of 61%. Haiti has one of the highest prevalences of communicable diseases in the world and the highest STD and tuberculosis rates in the Western Hemisphere. Nearly 40% of Haitians practice some form of voodoo, which involves witchcraft and animal sacrifice. Haiti ranked the lowest on the Human Development Index in the region of the Americas. In no way does it make our country better. They don't even make street tacos. the one excuse given by liberals as to why diversity is in fact our strength, because of the spicy food, of course. They're not including things, the delicacies of Haiti, such as cats and cookies made out of mud. Representative, former Ohio State Rep. Kyle Kohler has made shocking revelations about the illegal Haitian crisis in Springfield, Ohio, during a recent speech. He said this: the Haitian illegals in Ohio are given $600 to $1,600 per month on debit cards through Refugee Cash Assistance Program. There have been nearly 20,000 Haitian illegals relocated in Springfield, Ohio. The local school system now has over 1,600 non-English speaking students enrolled. Haitians who are nearly 20 years old are being placed in high school freshman classes with 13-year-old kids. A man associated with the relocation efforts is renting his 63 homes to 20 to 25 Haitians per home at $250 per month and is giving them local work. HIV reports are skyrocketing 871% over the last 5 years, and many nurses in the area are alleging it's due to the Haitians being treated. 7 and 11-year-old boy Aiden Clark was killed by an illegal Haitian with no license who crashed into his school bus. Springfield residents are reporting missing pets, and Haitians have been caught eating animals in the city. So statistically, you know, there's about a 50-50 chance that the 20-year-old sitting next to your 14-year-old in high school is a HIV-ridden, pet cat-eating psychopath who is so low IQ they can't even be held competent for the crimes that they may very well commit. Pretty crazy. Philosicat on X says, I feel so bad for the Springfield's natives. They didn't ask for a sudden 30 plus percent increase in their population of some of the world's most savage, brutal, and stupid people who come from a nation founded on mass murder. They weren't even consulted about it. The Haitians were just dumped into their town by people who don't have to live with the consequences and who walk away with pockets full of federal cash for their dirty deed. Their town is going to be completely ruined. It will be totally unsafe for them to live in the place where they've invested in. It will become a crime-ridden slum. Can they even move away? Well, who's going to buy their home? If they can sell their homes, their properties will be totally devalued. They have no recourse, and they will not be compensated. How many American lives will be ruined? The same scenario is played out in small cities all over the U.S. with Somalians, Hmong, the Burmese, Sudanese, and many others changing the demographic makeup and culture of these locales overnight. None of the Americans on the receiving end of this were ever asked if they were okay with it, and none of the people finger wagging and scolding about tolerance will ever voluntarily move to Springfield. Now, they don't have to deal with it whatsoever, and the governor of Ohio, DeWine, seems to have some sort of fetish for Haiti, and his wife does as well, despite the fact that their many charitable attempts to help the people of Haiti have all been met with death and destruction. School in Haiti, founded by DeWine family, forced to close due to gang violence in the country. The school is named after the DeWine's daughter, who they lost to a car accident in 1993 when she was just 22 years old. But criminal gang violence is tragically impacting this cause that's near and dear to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and First Lady Fran DeWine. The Becky DeWine School, which helps thousands of poor Haitian children and families, was forced to close. The school is named after DeWine's daughter. The gang really control today a great deal of Haiti, DeWine said. Heavily armed gangs control much of the city of Port-au-Prince, and the country's prime minister has said he will resign over the last 2 weeks. Gangs have attacked prisons, police stations, and even the airport. The U.S. has evacuated non-essential personnel out of the country. Again, this is from back when the big Haiti collapse was taking place a couple months ago. But the DeWines, again, have some sort of weird fetish with Haiti. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of liberal telescopic philanthropy, which was actually a coined term by Charles Dickens in like the 1800s to describe the self-important actions of the British bourgeoisie, who would allow their fellow countrymen, the people on the street outside of their own homes, to go hungry while patting themselves on the back for supporting poor people in Africa or somewhere else. So these people are willfully allowing, and not just allowing, but contributing to, facilitating, and actually involved in the total destruction of communities in their state because I guess it makes them feel good. I guess it makes them feel good and also allows them to grift billions of dollars from the federal government who are paying for this to happen. It is a full-scale, brutal invasion of small-town America. And there's so many more stats about this. In 2017, the school district in Springfield, Ohio, had just 250 non-English-speaking students. Today, it's 1,600, and they all speak different languages, which makes education virtually impossible. And again, is yet another obligation, responsibility, another weight on the backs of the citizens of Springfield. That just means their lives are getting worse through no action of their own. It's an attack. It is a blatant, deliberate, genocidal attack against America. I don't know how much more there is to say. Well, there's a lot more to say, and we'll say it. We'll get to it. Of course, yeah, we'll stick to Haiti for a second. But, I mean, again, this is just one aspect of the immigration system that is very, very obviously destroying this country on purpose, by design, in a way that without concerted and overwhelming force from these same government offices that are now facilitating the invasion, if instead they were to turn to deportation, then yeah, you could solve this. But if the Democrats are in charge, this goes on unabated forever. I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop this. There is no point to which we run out of Haitians to bring in. There's no point in which we, you know, save every, let everybody become American and they all just, you know, get here and suddenly through touching our magic American dirt, they become perfect American citizens. That's not the point. They don't want that. They want the destruction. They want the chaos. They want the misery. They want the slow but sure eradication of the American people. And I've got other videos I could show this too. The problem is a lot of these videos on TikTok, there's too much to censor. I can't even show the videos. Clip 13 that we have is a guy in Springfield, Ohio, just talking about the massive increase in his car insurance because everybody in Springfield is now being punished for the incompetence of the Haitian drivers. Like, the people from Haiti come here. Many of them have never driven a car in their lives, but they're given driver's licenses, you know, so they can vote in the elections. And they cause, like, these massive, horrific crashes. They killed this 11-year-old Aiden Clark when he crashed into a school, when some Haitian dude crashed into a school bus. Most of them don't have insurance but aren't punished for it. And so you've got, you know, a guy from Springfield, Ohio, that's like, I've got two decent cars. He's got, just got like a Yukon and some other, you know, just average SUV. And he's like, I now pay as much in insurance as I do for my car payment. He pays $420 a month for insurance. His insurance increases $100 just about every year. And he talks about calling the, and I wish I could just show you the video, but again, they curse too much. We're on the radio. But he talks about calling the insurance company and saying, why is my rate going up so much? I've never had an accident, right? He's got two cars, both insured, two drivers, he and his wife, never had an accident. You know, I don't think he's ever gotten a ticket. So why is his rate increasing? Well, because the rate of Ohio and Springfield, Ohio in particular, is increasing. So now you've got regular people who are just trying to make ends meet and now having to pay extra $100, $200 for insurance because the Haitians are causing so many crashes. They haven't done anything wrong. They didn't do anything bad. The regular people of Springfield, Ohio haven't gotten worse at driving. They haven't started crashing into things. But because the Haitians do, they have to pay extra. So again, while Haitians are getting $1,000 a month plus a place to live plus employment at the corporations that are paying for their, you know, legal representation so they can stay in this country, I mean, it's an attack from every angle. In every possible way, the American citizens are having their prosperity crushed, their opportunities stolen, their neighborhoods being made less safe, their way of life at threat. The city council of these towns are completely deaf to their pleas for help, which is a whole nother aspect of this. You know, we've showed three videos of people begging the Springfield, Ohio City Council to do something, anything to make them safer, just to stop the influx of violent migrants with absolutely no concern or will to stop their obscene behavior. Well, the head of that city council is a woman whose son was arrested for the mob beating of a Trump supporter for posting something about Blue Lives Matter. So, like, these people hate you. I don't know how much more obvious it can be. And it really represents how far gone our entire system is. And it's very similar to what's happening in Aurora, Colorado with the Venezuelans, where it's like, I can kind of understand the classic puppet master conspiracy theory where you've got bankers in New York City orchestrating this, where you've got, you know, bureaucrats from the UN dictating immigrant policy from Brussels. It's like, yeah, these people are, they're the elite, they're completely disconnected, they're on a power trip, they hate the average American person, want to see them destroyed. But at this point, it's gotten so, like, mass distributed, and for so long, our institutions have been infiltrated by this sick, treasonous, hateful, communistic ideology, that if you look at Springfield, Ohio, it's like the superintendent of the schools is in on it, the mayor's in on it, the governor's in on it, his wife is in on it. It's everybody. It's everybody. And it's crazy. And like, they're finally getting called out for this, but they're not stopping it. They think they're right. They think they're acting virtuous. Jack Posobiec posted the superintendent of the Springfield School District, you know, showing support for this. He since has basically deleted his entire account from Captive Dreamer 7 on X. He's so terrified that he deleted his entire account. These people know what they're doing is evil. Bob Hill at Dr. Robert Hill. Support systems build for growing Haitian population in Springfield, celebrating the invasion. So you've got NGOs, you've got the heads of every local institution facilitating this. You've got the people at the DMV that we just saw, right, being overwhelmed by this. And this has been going on for a very long time. And of course, the response is never, oh, you're being overwhelmed, your city's resources is overwhelmed with the influx of people who don't work and or just causing trouble, committing crime, eating cats. Gee, maybe we should slow the influx down. Maybe if the house is flooding, we should turn off the tap. That's never the case. It's just, well, the federal government will steal money from people in other states and pay you to keep this going. And it really just goes on and on. Let's go to clip 18 here. This is from a very long time ago. Mayor and city manager of Springfield, Ohio, say their town will collapse and fail due to the Haitian migration. Let's watch.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing health care. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail. And we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
Of course, there's billions of dollars to spare to allow this to happen. Aurora, Colorado council member reveals horrifying info about Venezuelan gang members, calling it terrifying. Gang members from Trinidad and Aragua just took over a hotel in El Paso. Like, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the most violent and polluted failed states in our hemisphere are the primary sources of our migrants. And for some reason, with a wave of a wand and a you know, scrunch of their nose, like I Dream of Jeannie, the federal government just gives blanket protection to all these people. They just announce, they just decide, they just by fiat from their throne in Washington, D.C., say you're not allowed to object to 20,000 migrants moving into your neighborhood because we've decided to give them TPS, the temporary protective status. They just do it. I mean, you know, there's no reason. There's no justification for this. All the bad stuff is happening in Haiti is just because it's a crap hole country. I mean, it's just a crappy country that has never been self-sufficient. And billions of dollars have been completely wasted there with absolutely no improvement whatsoever to the lives of the people in Haiti. So they bring them here. It really is sick. And of course, this just goes into everything else we've always talked about. Again, we were on the forefront of this. We had a caller like 6 months ago call in about animal sacrifices. He was like if I'm remembering correctly, he was a 911 dispatcher from Florida who was like, yeah, every week at least I get calls about animal sacrifices in the culverts or like on the side of the road because you're bringing in people who practice Santeria. They practice voodoo. They commit animal sacrifices, slaughter goats on their lawn to appease demons. Like it's crazy what's happening here. And of course, the jobs that are being taken, the tent program, where you've got every major corporation in America collaborating, working together with the NGOs, with the federal government to bring in cheap workers. They pay for their housing, they pay for their childcare, they pay for their cars, they pay for their insurance. They pay for their legal representation. They pay for their transportation into this country, which either they're paying them so little that all of that other investment still evens out and they're still saving money by doing this rather than just hiring Americans. Or they're actually paying more for the migrants and they just think it's worth it because at the end of the day, what they want is a totally deracinated, totally diverse, totally disoriented and disconnected populace, because they know that the more diverse a population is, the less it's likely to come together, stage a revolution, and kick out the people in charge. It's now or never, folks. We're on the other side. Stay with us. It's a full-scale attack.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Again, we get so much more to talk about. I mean, this is the topic that sort of brings it all together. Especially when you think about where this goes in combination with the censorship that we're seeing go on, the informational control that the powers that be are attempting to solidify, establish control systems around. Yeah, we're gonna try to get through this because, I mean, we got so many videos. We got undercover video of Dallas County, Texas, telling election workers to lie on voter registration. We've got illegal immigrants actually caught illegally voting and being charged with it. We've got Google undercover being exposed, rigging the search results in favor of Kamala Harris. It just goes on and on. And of course, the debate tonight between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, which they are feverishly training for in a truly hopeless way, because it's Kamala Harris after all. But just looking, you know, down the line and where this ends up, we could, of course, look at a place like Europe, which has experienced an even greater, you know, percentage increase of migrants. And it's a little hard to get a handle on it because, you know, they make it illegal. They make it illegal to post accurate information. Seamus from Freedom Tunes points this out. Somebody on X says, the immigration population from third world societies where rape is normal, rape is seen as normal, did, however, why haven't you commented on the fact that most rapists in Paris are foreign non-Europeans? The response to this is from a, you know, European cuck. Racial statistics are quite literally illegal in France, so I think your claim has no founding. To which Sean from Seamus from Freedom Tune says, actually, my side made it illegal to collect data on this, which is how you know we're right about it. And that's, you know, where it ends up. Like, at least in America, we still have some semblance of freedom of speech and an accurate counting of crime statistics, although they're doing their best to eliminate that as well. But that's where it ends up, is basically the evidence of the criminality is so overwhelming that the powers that be say, okay, it's now illegal to publish, you know, who the person is committing these crimes, just to deny the far right wing the information necessary to make the arguments against their deliberate genocide. Another sort of a example of this from Raw Egg Nationalist in response to another, you know, leftist European cuck. The leftist European cuck says, the liberal argument for immigration is that it massively improves the lives of millions of vulnerable people while benefiting native-born citizens, too. No personal cosmopolitan urge required. Just because the conservative view is all vague feelings doesn't mean ours is, too. To which Raw Egg Nationalist responds with the stats. Netherlands spent $400 billion on migrants between 95 and 2019, according to a new landmark study. And then you can break that down even further by their contributions in tax dollars ranked by nationality. And you can see that people from outside of the Netherlands but are European contribute about 200,000 euro. Native Dutch contribute about 100,000 euro. European Union about 55,000 from people elsewhere in the EU. First generation Western about 40,000 euro. Everybody else is negative, up to Morocco at negative 260,000 euro net contribution per immigrant. Net contributions of first generation immigrants by immigration background and of native Dutch reference, hypothetical immigrant with the characteristics of average native Dutch person. Source our own calculation based on Statistic Netherlands Statline and Statistic Netherlands micro data. So the only argument even feasibly made about immigrants is that it keeps the GDP up, that because the depopulation program has been so successful that Europeans aren't having babies, so the population's going down, so we need them to prop up the pension system. Like, it's just utter nonsense, as every immigrant just drains the coffer even farther, putting more weight and more responsibility on the backs of the natives to pay for their invasion. Incredible. One other very disturbing aspect of this, and again, we've covered all of this in the past. Like, none of this is particularly new. We've covered the animal sacrifices happening in everywhere, but Florida especially, where a lot of Haitians reside, but other Latin American demon-worshipping voodoo practitioners. It's happening now in New York, this story from New York Post, published on the 7th of this month. Animal sacrifices on the rise in Queens, with chickens, pigs being tortured in twisted rituals. But hey, they're just as American as you are, these sacrificers of live animals. But we've also covered the tent program, the fact that American corporations are exploiting the pathological altruism of the leftists who think that they're helping somebody, when in reality they're just causing suffering to a million innocent people. And we talked about, you know, last week, the story of the 20,000 Haitians arriving in Springfield, Ohio, a town of less than 60,000, and how, you know, the town was dying and there were no jobs and all the manufacturing had moved away and the industry had just gone. It had just moved away, blown away with the wind, and nobody's to blame for it. And it's just inevitable. And you're in a state of collapse and you're on a downward spiral, and get used to it. And it's time to move out because your town is dying. And then suddenly it's revitalized and refurbished. And there's jobs moving back into town and there's factories being built. And all of it is going directly towards migrants, towards immigrants, towards foreigners. The people that were in Ohio aren't getting those jobs. And we explain that, but it gets even worse. From the consultant at Civilian 1A on X, how 20,000 Haitians stormed Ohio to take jobs that were never advertised to the native Ohioans, created, advertised, and given exclusively to foreigners. The Haitian invasion of Ohio has created a lot of buzz. There are lots of unexplained aspects of it that people find odd. One of the strange happenings is that locals reported that the jobs the Haitians came for were never advertised to the local populations. So how did the Haitians find out about them? Well, it turns out a network of federal grant recipient organizations have quietly seized control of nearly the entire job market in the U.S. and worked to ensure that the openings remain hidden so that refugees can take them ahead of American citizens. How many job openings remain hidden? Well, the internal estimates of this network put the number of hidden openings at 80% of all available jobs. 80%. And of course, that's how you get these results from Zero Head. Some stunning great replacement facts. Since July 2018, native-born Americans have lost 350,000 jobs. That means zero job creation for native-born workers in the past 6 years. They have been replaced with 4.7 million non-native workers over this same period. And you can see the absolute horrifying change of employment since July 2018, with a massive rise in foreign-born workers and an actual negative native-born workers. Insane. It's insane. But this happens because the corporations are cooperating with the federal government, who's paying them billions of dollars to bring people in and give them jobs that were created and are advertised exclusively to them and are kept away from the American citizens. 80%. The way this network has seized control of the labor market of the United States is easy enough to understand. Firstly, it has positioned itself as a way to remove recruiting costs for employers. Next, it offers employers laborers who can work for lower wages by also providing its refugees with a plethora of social welfare not available to typical American workers. Finally, it can provide access to the entire global labor market by setting the conditions of refugee status to effectively cover anyone anywhere in the world. If an employer needs nurses, janitors, programmers, police, or literally any other kind of worker, the network can provide them to employers at a lower rate of pay than what an American citizen would require due to not having access to the same welfare benefits. These globally sourced scab workers don't require health insurance and have all living expenses subsidized by federal programs. If the typical American had their health, food, and housing costs covered, they would also be able to work for a fraction of their current wages. It goes on and on. Is it becoming clear what a sophisticated, widespread, total corruption that this represents?
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we'll finish up with the Haitian stuff here, the migrant stuff here. But it doesn't end. Going on and on. The Venezuelan gang crisis is still taking place in Aurora, Colorado. We spent entire shows on that last week. Also entire shows on the Haitian question. But none of these things are even being, you know, remotely dealt with or even really reported on by the mainstream media until it gets forced out into the conversation, usually through X, by people such as you, sharing this information, spreading this reality. And what happened here is Captive Dreamer 7 on X was really on the forefront of this by simply going to a Facebook page for Springfield, Ohio, seeing all of the accounts and you know, personal anecdotes about having to deal with a massive rise in your town's population of imported Haitian psychopaths. And he takes those comments on Facebook and published them on X. People started looking into it. People started finding images. People started finding videos. Again, it's not like this just happened. This has been going on for months. And for a long time, in the background, behind the scenes, where nobody was looking, all of this data was piling up and piling up and piling up. And then finally, when it broke through to the mainstream awareness, all that information is spilled out and is becoming known to everybody now. I like to think we played some part in this, as we did cover this before anybody else was really aware of it on the show last week. But again, this has been going on forever. And this is all just evidence. This is all just the end result and the final evidence of the massive, unimaginably powerful array of organizations, governmental or otherwise, that are spending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars for this exact outcome, for this desired result. The total collapse into chaos, anarchy, fear, and desperation in what was less than a decade ago a peaceful, prosperous, happy town in Ohio, as we've heard the people in that town testify. So let's continue with just a little bit of the, just like the mirror, you know, this is like when you see a whale crest and you can see its back, but underneath is the massive body of the whale. Like, this is the tip of the iceberg, right? This is just a little part that peaks up into public awareness, when underneath is a vast array of activists, of treasonous jerks. I'm trying to watch my language here. Treasonous jerks, I'll call them, doing all of this. So again, the consultant at Civilian 1A on X continues talking about these, as he puts it, and I think this is a great phrase for the average migrant in America who's arrived in the last few years, globally sourced scab workers. Maybe instead of migrants or illegal, we can call them scabs. These scabs coming across the border, whose transportation and protection and lawyers, they're all paid for by corporations who are seeking to replace you with your demands for a middle-class life. How dare you? If the typical Americans had all of their health, food, and housing costs covered, they would also be able to work for a fraction of their existing wages. Instead, they cover the cost of these global laborers by paying much, much more for food, housing, and health care. Is this sustainable? Well, if the trend of authoritarian communism continues to win, then yes. If 80% of work opportunities are already exclusive to connected networks, most of the public will soon have no choice but to work directly for the government. The military recruiting crisis will be resolved by simply continuing to deny access to employment and driving up the cost of living for citizens. And he points out to this organization Switchboard Resettlement Network Technical Assistance Report. And in this report, which you can see linked on his site, Switchboard, connecting resettlement experts. And this, again, is just another, you know, billion-dollar organization like the Tint Partnership that's in cooperation with all of the corporations to provide migrants with whatever they need. And at the bottom, the IRC received $1.2 billion through competitive funding through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Administration for Children and Families, grant number, whatever, whatever. The project is financed with 100% federal funds and 0% non-governmental sources. The contents of this document are solely the responsibility of its authors, does not represent the views of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Administration of Family and Children. So your tax dollars, your federal funds are just being given to these organizations whose entire purpose is to bring in globally sourced scab workers who will work for significantly less pay because their entire lives are being subsidized and funded by you, by the people that are losing their jobs. Really, really incredible. And by the way, also not new, the reality of migrants eating cats, as Eva Vlanderbrook says on X, seeing reports about Haitians stealing and eating people's cats in Ohio. As per usual, we here in Europe are ahead of you guys when it comes to that crap happening when you let the third world in. Here's a migrant roasting up a cat on the streets of Italy back in 2020. And there's lots of videos of this. And people are always confronted and they're just like mad. They're like, what? What? I'm roasting a cat. What's wrong with that? I'm roasting a cat over an open fire on the streets of Milan. What is wrong with that? I'm from Africa. This is what we do. It's the type of video that, like, I don't even like showing, but I guess we should. It's like, who wants to see a cat being roasted alive? Like, my God. But if it's happening on your street, yeah, you are going to happen on your street if you're not aware of it. Yeah, I guess we have to cover it. And it's only going to get worse. Let's go to clip number 12 here. This is Border Czar Kamala Harris bragging about bringing all of these Haitians to the country and then using a vague, you know, initialism, using a three-letter phrase to justify this, and apparently it's all legal because TPS. They slapped a TPS label. Federal government now says that this is good, and you have to allow the Haitians to take over your front yard. Let's watch.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protective status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protective status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
They need support, they need protection. Why? Why? No, they need a one-way ticket back to Haiti. Oh, but temporary protective status. Oh, okay. So Alejandro Mayorkas, the former chairman of the Hebrew International Aid Society, a.k.a. the primary, the big, the one massive refugee resettlement program, funneling people in from all over the world through a series of connected safe houses all the way down to Colombia and beyond. He simply said by fiat that the Haitians aren't allowed to be deported, so they can't get deported now, even though they're all illegal. So now it's like people going, J.D. Vance, these are not illegal immigrants. They're under TPS. They're under temporary protective status, so they're not illegal. Okay. So you say abracadabra, and suddenly the law doesn't exist. And they want more, obviously. Just some final stats here. The small town of Springfield, Ohio, has been invaded by an estimated 20,000 Haitian migrants in the last 4 years. And in that same time, the town's violent crime rate has skyrocketed by 242%. 242%. So your violent crime rate more than doubles. Your resources of your town are completely stretched thin and impossible to continue. Your jobs are taken by migrants who the corporations themselves have brought in to be scab laborers to pay less. Their insurance cost of the average Springfield resident is going through the street, going through the roof. Obviously, they're paying more for food and rent in general because of the massive and ongoing inflation that's crushing them. Is any of this an accident? Is any of this a consequence of the people in power being incapable of dealing with a uncontrollable tragedy? Or is all of this 100% orchestrated by design on purpose with this exact outcome in mind? With the destruction of the American people and the eradication of the middle class and the depopulation of the white American populace as the foremost goal of all of these actions. They're not going to stop until somebody stops them. None of this is irreversible, but everyone in every one of these NGOs and these massive organizations need to be tried for treason.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 plastic shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
They still don't understand how urgent the situation is.
What is wrong with the economy is we're running a $2 trillion deficit in what's supposed to be an expansion. Washington's out of control. You've got a major presidential candidate who wants to raise taxes by $5 trillion. It's the most insane proposal ever. It would destroy the stock market.
The globalists want to vertically integrate the economy. That's why they shut down every Western nation on earth for over a year and a half, third world nations for up to 3 years, to devastate local economies and independent businesses and infrastructure. And that's why the average globalist more than doubled their wealth during COVID. And they have admitted, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of them, that was a test for carbon lockdowns, civil unrest lockdowns. The low number, 20 million in the actuary insurance companies, the high number, 30 plus million dead from the shots.
What appears is that Pfizer, when they provided these documents to the FDA and to the EMA and to Health Canada, they took these standard plasmid maps that are generated through programs that we all have access to, and they deleted the little notation that said there's SV40 sequences in there. And the FDA, apparently out of, I can only think, incompetence, didn't take the raw DNA sequences, reconstruct those plasmid maps, and look at them themselves. They just took for granted what Pfizer had given them. And now this has all come out because of these researchers that did functionally something akin to the lot release testing that is not happening.
So there was probably somebody at Pfizer who knew they were what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is from peer-reviewed literature, and it's scientists based in Japan and South Korea. And what they've done is they've taken COVID vaccines, mostly Pfizer and Moderna, and cultured them, incubated them, to try and duplicate the conditions in the human body, and they've found nanostructures have developed. And these are some of the nanostructures that were observed in, as I've said before, conditions that were designed to duplicate human cells in the human body that developed from the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines.
Turns out that, you know, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. They're owned, the patents are owned 50% by NIH. Nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, that's not what they were doing. They were coming from, you know, this was a military project.
The mRNA shots, for anybody who got two or more, triggered the production of something called IgG4, which I don't know if we've talked about it before, but IgG4 is the immune system's own message to itself to turn itself down. That IgG4 signal to turn down the immune system is now connected to the presence of spike protein. At a bioengineering level, it is trivial to add spike protein to something else. The question is, how can you deliver a biological weapon that harms your enemies without harming your population? You have to separate those two populations in some way. The obvious way to do it is to inoculate your population so that they have an immunity. The enemy population doesn't have an immunity, right? Mind you, this is all wildly immoral, but if you think like a weapons maker, this makes some kind of sense. But this is not the only way. That's where the IgG4 thing really throws me. Because what they seem to have, in the best case, accidentally done is created a vulnerability in the populations that took the mRNA shots that does not exist in populations that didn't. And any time a pathogen shows up with spike, it is likely to trigger the immune system to stand down.
It isn't like HIV that eats white blood cells, you know, that goes and kills white blood cells. It turns off the special type of white blood cell that is the general. And listeners are like, okay, you talked about this last week. You know, I feel like I should only talk about this and the 350,000 missing kids, many of them in sex slavery, they admit, and slave labor. I mean, like one of these things alone, like they gave you a shot they knew turns your immune system off. A vaccine is supposed to turn it up. We have a psychotic, mad scientist, criminal government that is organizing.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. Let's talk about politics now. And the development that many of us Trump supporters are eagerly embracing, and that is Melania Trump taking a more active role in her husband's campaign. I don't think there's, like, out of everybody, even Donald Trump included, I don't know if anybody has gotten more disrespect or unearned ire from the mainstream media and the wider American public than Melania Trump. By all accounts, including things I've heard personally, as I had a cousin that worked directly under Melania Trump during her time in the White House, nothing but positive things to say about Melania Trump. Nothing but glowing positive reviews for everything she's about. The nicest person in the world, giving, lovely, smart, intelligent, and yet constant disrespect from the mainstream media, constant just criticism and unwarranted speculation and just mistreating her. And again, it's one of those things that you could maybe understand it if Melania Trump had done what other first ladies have done, injecting herself into the politics, right? As soon as you have your wife acting as a surrogate for you on the campaign trail or making, you know, statements against the right wing, it's like, okay, well, now she's in the sphere. Now she's in the political sphere. Now she's made herself a part of this. Now we can, you know, go after her like any other politician, especially if they, you know, have the you know, unscrupulous ambition of a Jill Biden or a Hillary Clinton. But Melania Trump never gave them the slightest reason to hate her. Never injected herself into political drama. Fulfilled the duties of the First Lady to an exemplary degree. And tried to, you know, move all of the attention on her towards things she cared about, like her anti-bullying campaign. And yet, this woman has been subjected to, again, just the most heinous and vile smears by the left. And so she's finally actually telling her side of the story. I want to go to that video first. She published this a few days ago. This will be clip 33 for us. Melania Trump, my story. She published this on September 5th, which to me just seems like she is, she understands better than maybe anybody else the evil that we're up against. And she knows that she's tried to play the game. She's tried to just quietly, you know, serve as first lady, but that what is at stake at this election is too important to sit on the sidelines. And she is now standing up and telling her story for the first time. Let's watch.
Writing this memoir has been a deeply personal and reflective journey for me. As a private person who has often been the subject of public scrutiny and misrepresentation, I feel a responsibility to clarify the facts. I believe it is important to share my perspective, the truth.
MelaniaTrump.com is where she's written her memoirs. Again, if only every first lady looked and acted like Melania Trump. It's just when you think of a first lady, it's just that's what you when you think of a queen, that's who you think of. Poised, respectable, stylish. I mean, and then you've seen all of the cut. You know, they'll have Jill Biden wearing a repurposed shower curtain as a dress and be like, this amazing fashion icon. Meanwhile, Melania Trump looks like a friggin' perfume commercial 90% of the time. And she gets nothing but hate and vile smears. But again, it appears as though she is not just telling her side of the story for personal aggrandizement. Her story, of course, is intimately tied in with Donald Trump's story, which is the story of America attempting a last gasp resistance against globalism. And she seems to be focusing on this. Let's go now to the video I just put in. Melania talking about the cost America has paid for the stolen 2020 election. Let's watch.
The 2020 election results changed our lives forever. It impacted our quality of life, cost of food, gasoline, safety, and even the geopolitical landscape. America is more divided today than ever before. It has become increasingly apparent that there are significant challenges to free speech, as demonstrated by the efforts to silence my husband.
Again, she, you know, it's not, it's, there's nothing in this that seems self-pitying or complaining or anything of the sort. And it's so funny how if this was looked at objectively, Melania Trump's existence alone debunks 90% of what they say about Trump and Trump supporters. We don't have any problem with legal immigrants. We have a problem with the immigration system being abused and legalizing tens of thousands of invaders so that they can work for pennies on the dollar and be subsidized by our welfare. We're against the wholesale eradication of the American race and our culture and our way of life by the forced importation of millions upon millions of people with no concern whatsoever about the American way, our values, our system of governance, our morality. You've got somebody like Elon Musk. You've got somebody like Melania Trump. You've got immigrants who actually believe in America and actually come here for America and want America to remain. And I see the sentiment from, you know, immigrant friends or, you know, second generation immigrants whose parents came to America and are going, we came to America because America's awesome. We don't want it to go away. We fled our country. We got out of our country. We don't want to bring our country here. We don't want America to have the corruption and the you know, ethnic strife and the just chaos and anarchy or tyranny of our former countries. We came to America because America is the land of free speech. It is the land of prosperity, of capitalism, of small business, of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I mean, that is the promise of America. It's the only governmental system the world's ever produced that has the ability to pull people up from poverty by the millions and to give opportunity to everyone of any race, color, and creed, to dissolve the baked-in, you know, noble families of Europe or whatever else. Communism pretends to do that. Communism claims to, you know, be on the side of the poor, but then it enslaves and starves them all to death. Capitalism doesn't have any pretense, isn't acting like it's there for some charity for the poor. It's just the consequence of freedom. You just give people freedom, they end up trading with each other. You let people make their own decisions, a market develops. And the prices are set by demand and supply. And it doesn't matter how poor or you know, what race you are, it's, are you able to provide value? Great, people will pay for it. Are you hardworking? Great, we want you on our team. Now, capitalism doesn't make big claims about, you know, being there to help bring equity, but that is what it does. That is the outcome of it. And Melania Trump is one of these immigrants that there are millions of who actually value and recognize the importance of our founding and ever-diminishing morality in this country and are helping us to preserve it. So let's go to the latest video that Melania Trump released about a topic that she, amongst anybody, probably has the most concern of. That is the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Story of Newsweek, Melania Trump questions police actions before assassination attempt. Here's the video she published on this harrowing event.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
I love it. Powerful stuff. There's definitely more to this story, and we have to uncover the truth. Melania commented previously on the assassination attempt, writing in a letter in July, quote, when I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of a devastating change. I'm grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. Adding a monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man whom I've been with through the best times and the worst of times. Melania's video was released just hours before her husband is due to face Kamala Harris in their first presidential debate on Tuesday evening ahead of the November election. Newsweek has contacted representatives, but haven't heard their response. People like the Pennsylvania State Police or the Butler Township Police Department for comment on this. As Melania is simply asking the questions that everybody should. But I guess it's up to her. I guess it's up to her to actually demand these questions be answered. And it's worth it just to reflect a little bit on what the world would be like if that bullet had been millimeters to the right, if Donald Trump had not turned his head, if any of the 1,000 miraculous happenings that led to the assassination attempt failing What if it hadn't failed? Where would we be now? What would the world be like right now? What plans were in motion on the assumption that he would be assassinated that have yet to come to fruition? And where will the next assassination attempt take place? Will it be tonight? Will it be tonight? This is actually something that my, a family member of mine called me. He's like, I have a really bad feeling about this debate. I was like, I don't know why, but we've been hearing about, you know, there's the boatload of ammonium nitrate that Russia apparently parked at a Norwegian port and they had to drag it away. And that, of course, brought up the conversation about the hundreds of thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate that apparently disappeared from a train in California that was never discovered, where that ended up. You think about the blast radius and the power of even a homemade explosive like the one that took down the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. You wonder, maybe it would be best for the deep state if Kamala and Donald were eliminated. Then, of course, you could blame it on Iran, get the war that you want, cancel the election, proceed on without a president in office, but with the deep state in full control and a wartime emergency situation that gives them total control. It's just speculation, but I, for one, wouldn't be surprised. And this, you're seeing the ammonium nitrate explosion, supposedly, in Lebanon, a port of Beirut that shatters windows miles away, knocked down entire buildings. What could a truckload of that stuff, what damage could that do? And of course, just like everything these criminals get away with, when they get away with it, they do it again. And they double down and they make it worse. Just one of the functions of justice in our system is supposed to be as a warning to everybody. Yeah, 30 tons of explosive chemicals lost during rail shipment. Oh, oops. Ammonium nitrate. 30 tons of it just disappearing on a train track. Yeah, maybe it took a left turn when you didn't expect it off of the track. Like, what are you talking about? Where did this stuff go? Where's the investigation into this? Yeah, it's a highly explosive thing. So just know if this time tomorrow we're in a state of war with Iran and both presidential candidates are dead and, you know, there's National Guard on your street. Just know InfoWars warned you that this is a distinct possibility. Again, it's good to see Melania Trump asking these questions and keeping this alive. It's been something like 8 weeks since Donald Trump was shot. In fact, I have a video from an InfoWarrior who took time out of his day to disprove some of the claims made about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And I love this because I'm sure if you watch at the Alex Jones show, you've heard him many times since the assassination say, you know, we got to do this. We got to go out with an AR-15. We'll show everybody what it looks like when you get shot in the air, because the claims from the media was that this was somehow fake. Now, again, one of the miraculous things about the assassination attempt is it happened in such a way it could not have been faked. A man died. Another man was critically injured. The bullet passing by Donald Trump's head was caught in a photograph. It happened on live TV. There was no possible way this could be fake at all. It's just not possible to fake this. It's just a total non-starter. And yet, people have made this claim. They've said that it was fake. Prominent people with, you know, big platforms have claimed this was fake. They don't suffer any consequences from it. Of course, they're not considered conspiracy theorists because it's Trump, after all. and anything is valid with him. And one of the same things they say is if he got hit with an AR-15, his ear would have exploded. There's no way it would have been a small wound just because it grazed him. And some people have gone out and done, tests sort of showing what it could be like. Well, an info warrior took it upon himself to take two pig ears, which pig skin is very close to human skin. They can sunburn like humans. A lot of pharmaceuticals or cosmetics are tested on pigs because of our similarity in the quality of our skin, the attributes of our skin. And so he took pig ears, hung them up, shot them with an AR-15 just to show you what it looks like when an AR-15 bullet hits an ear. The left, who doesn't understand the first thing about guns, wants you to believe that it's impossible for to get shot in the ear without your face exploding. Well, a powerful info warrior took this question to himself. Let's go to, I believe clip number four. Yeah, let's go to clip number four here. Here is a prominent member of Team Humanity wearing the Team Humanity shirt from InfoWarsStore.com to show exactly what it looks like and how the injuries to Trump in his ear during the assassination attempt are not at all inconsistent with an AR-15. Let's watch.
Shooting an AR-15 5.56. This is going to be our damage test on an ear. We're going to try to graze it and see what we can do.
So that was the first video. He sets it up, takes a shot. Let's go to clip two and then three, and we'll see exactly what the damage was done to the pig's ears that he was firing at.
Here we got two holes from a 5.56 round. You can see very minimal damage. Got pretty close to a graze there. Still definitely very minimal damage on the exit.
So again, you could nitpick that. You could say, well, it's not a living ear. But just pay attention. And I'm sorry to the person who sent this to me. I meant to pull up his account so I could give him credit, but I forgot to do that during the show. So I'll have to look for that during the next commercial break so I can give credits to this info warrior wearing the Team Humanity shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Just going out and doing the test himself. Sure, it's not exactly scientifically calibrated to produce exactly the same conditions as Donald Trump. But the point is that people claiming that his ear should have been blown off, his face should have been shattered, like all this nonsense. No, a bullet can leave a tiny, it looks like a hole punch for our radio listeners. The holes that left in the ear were like minuscule, like a couple millimeters wide. And that's not even accounting for the fact that the bullet that hit Trump was a grazing bullet. And I guess this just reflects the inability for liberals or the less intelligent of our fellow citizens out there to like just imagine reality and understand what it is, that you've got a tiny chunk of metal flying incredibly fast. It just goes right through things. It just goes right through the cartilage of the ear. Doesn't explode. Doesn't shatter it. It's not magic. It's just a little chunk of metal flying through the air. And it acts like a hole punch. It's your wireless long distance hole punch. The AR-15. So I'll find who that was to give them credit, and we'll get more into on the other side the preparations being done by the Harris campaign for tonight's debate. Remember, we will be live on InfoWars.com/show, on X, and on any other streaming platform tonight starting at 7 p.m. for live coverage of the debate. Tune in for that. We'll see you on the other side with more news of the day. It's American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us and get one of those stylish Team Humanity shirts to let everybody know what side you're on.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. The video that we just watched was from an account on X called Jesus_S. That's JEZUS_S. So Jesus with a Z in the middle instead of an S. Very good work. Very well done, sir. He, of course, has the bio line on his X account, "In a time of deceit, telling truth is a revolutionary act." And he has a very funny way of dealing with the doubters in his comments. First of all, he's linking the Team Humanity t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. People are asking where they can get one, InfoWarsStore.com. Somebody says, a liberal asks him, "So you'd be okay with somebody shooting and nicking your ear then?" And Jesus responds, "If that's what you took away from this video, I'm sorry I didn't use smaller words. I just posted it to show people what the round does." He's like, "Look, I'm sorry you're so stupid. I'll try to dumb my comments down next time so you understand what is obvious to everybody else." So fantastic stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who goes to InfoWarsStore.com to support us and helps us to get this information out on social media and everywhere else. Remember, the goal here is not to preach to a choir. It's not to radicalize people that are already on our side. Our singular and desperate goal at InfoWars is to widen the awakening, to bring more people into the realm of reality and away from the illusionary madness that is projected onto them by the mainstream media and the liars in the positions of power. And we do that by simply talking about the things that people in power talk about. It's one of the things I've talked about before, but you know, I'm sort of constantly inundated with examples of this. What do you think billionaires talk about when they hang out with each other? What do you think, you know, industrial magnates or, you know, rocket ship builders, like, what do you think their conversations are generally about? I know what they're about. They're about putting lasers on the moon. They're about building giant Venetian blinds in the sky to block out the sun because spraying metal particles in the air pisses everybody off, so they're looking for alternative options. So you've got – it really is the sort of classic IQ bell curve meme. And you've got us on one side going, "Hey, they're building lasers in space. This is crazy. This is messed up. We can't let some unaccountable, you know, weirdo depopulationist have space lasers. This is crazy. We can't let them spray particles into the air to block out the sun. This is supervillain crap." And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have the supervillains themselves, who, whether because of just some sort of pathological narcissism or self-importance or just total disconnection with the reality of the world, like, this is what they're obsessed with. They're like, "How do we do this? How do we get away with flooding the country with millions of foreigners? How do we get away with blocking out the sun? How do we do this?" They're obsessed with that. And then the people in the middle think it's not happening. They just have no idea. They think you're crazy for talking about it. And I guess they think when you know, billionaires and these mad scientists get together, they're just like, "How do we help people? How do we help everybody?" No, they're supervillains. These people are supervillains, whether they even realize it or not. They are absolutely supervillains. And they're admitting it more and more. And there's more and more of this stuff coming out where it's like, okay, finally, you know, finally this is being reported. There's a headline today. Oh, no, I thought I put it in my stack. Yeah, here it is, from Spiked Online. "There is now very little doubt that COVID leaked from a lab." Oh, really? Oh, now? Oh, now, 4 years later, you're admitting what was obvious to us the first week that it came out? Amazing. Incredible. Wow. Who knew? We did. We knew. We told you. We knew and we told you because we're next year's news today. They're finally coming around to realizing this, just like they're finally admitting the chemtrails are real and they're blocking out the sun and it has massive and unaccounted for side effects. Let's go to clip number 19 here. ABC News talking about cloud seeding like it's the most normal thing in the world. And forget the fact that we spent the last 40 years calling you a tinfoil hat wearing psychopath conspiracy theorist for talking about this. Now that you all know it's happening, we're going to just act like it's totally normal and good. So they hope you fall for that. Let's watch.
that cloud seeding is booming. They anticipate at least another 200 ground cloud seeding machines to be put in before next season.
Ginger, this is such a cool concept, but so cool. Is it too good to be true? I mean, how do we know that the chemicals that they're spraying from the air aren't bad for us or the planet?
The good news is we've been doing this since the 1940s and 50s.
Oh, really?
Other countries do it, and there have been a lot of research projects that have shown that the silver iodide, for example, is not found. It's negligible once it gets down to ground level.
So, again, I don't want to be too skeptical, but is there anything wrong with manipulating nature like this?
I think that's the question we should have asked when we built every single parking lot and every rooftop. We have been manipulating weather with us for a very long time. I do think that looking at and continuing research on when these programs get bigger, if it will affect people downstream, that needs to be watched.
At least we're manipulating it now to help the planet.
Yeah, we're helping the planet. Now, I don't know if I need to tell you this. It's hard to determine whether or not the outcome of something is good or bad, or if there's side effects, or if the metals that you're spraying into the air land on the ground and cause problems. It's hard to come to that conclusion when you've spent the last 60 years calling anybody who points out what you're doing crazy and denying that you're doing it. So what the hell? Yeah, feds spend $2.4 million on cloud seeding for Colorado River. And they're like, we also make parking lots, so really, what's the issue? I mean, on one hand, we're spraying literal tons of chemicals into the air to block out the sun, but also, you know, you mow your lawn, so it's basically the same thing. Both of these things are changing the earth. So, you know, don't complain. It's like, well, that's a retarded take. Thank you for that, idiot. I mean, come on. How dumb can you be? Now, the other interesting aspect of this is that while they are admitting that not only is cloud seeding and chemtrails real and has been going on since the 1940s, there's a massive storm and huge flooding throughout China and Eastern Asia that may have actually come about because of the cloud seeding that was going on. Let's go now to clip number 5. Here's the BBC on China cloud seeding and possibly creating the storm that has now destroyed large swaths of Eastern Asia. Let's watch.
In the middle of a long-running heat wave, and the authorities there decided to use cloud-seeding missiles to bring around a storm. Now, I didn't even know that such a thing existed. Like, you know, I'm from Manchester, you know, I wish we'd had cloud-seeding missiles to take out clouds a long time ago. But anyway, apparently they did that the day before. It worked. The storm broke. And then things got a bit out of control, and suddenly it's
out of control. He's literally throwing his head back laughing. Yes, folks, that was the BBC reporting that China used cloud seeding missiles to open up the storm that has since flooded massive swaths of Eastern Asia, including like 50-year-old bridges collapsing in Vietnam with people on them. I should have pulled that video in too. There's a video of the dash cam footage where trucks going over a bridge and it just disappears and this massive suspension bridge is washed away because of the flooding. So massive unintended consequences from cloud seeding technology, and the BBC's response is, gee, I wish we had that here. We could have used that here to clear up some sunny days. It's like, really? Because you're talking about super villainy. You're talking about horrific decisions that have killed thousands of people, but it's all a big joke. You know, I wish I'd known about this. Well, you should have listened to, yeah, here's the video. You should have listened to the crazy conspiracy theorists. You know, us tinfoil hat wearing crazy people just making things up all the time. And now you're learning that what we've been saying the whole time is true. And your response is to giggle at it and laugh at it, despite the fact that people are dead from its usage in China, its ill-advised usage. People in Colorado acting like this is normal because, hey, we've done it since the 1940s. Sure, last year we were calling you crazy, but now we admit it, and so you're the crazy one for thinking it's bad.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Body's, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back to the final segment of American Journal.
We are building a religion.
There's a lot of videos I'm going to have to save for tomorrow, honestly. You can find most of these at InfoWars.com. Things like a Dallas County, Texas election worker telling and training other election workers to lie on registration to register homeless people and use whatever building they're outside of as their address. Just subverting the election system wholesale. We've got Google, their growth strategist undercover, caught by OMG Media, that's O'Keefe Media Group, talking about how the algorithm is rigged in favor of Kamala. You've got Assistant Police Chief Sean Taylor of Millersville, Tennessee Police Department, describing the way the feds swooped in and confiscated all of the research material for investigations that local office was holding, destroying evidence of massive corruption there in Tennessee. You've got Yuval Noah Harari
talking about how social media company owners will be arrested if they refuse to comply with the World Economic Forum's censorship demands, which will be implemented through AI. We've got Victoria Nuland admitting that the Ukraine-Russia peace deal was actually accepted by the Ukrainians and could have ended the war years ago until the United States and our NATO allies stepped in to prevent the war from coming to an end and continue that ad nauseum. We have Representative Thomas Massie calling out Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrats and Republicans, for lying about the SAVE Act in a, again, just very deliberate, open, at this point, acknowledged attempt to subvert and make impossible to justify the voting outcomes. But let's talk about Kamala Harris and her debate tonight against Donald Trump. My prediction, and I don't want to be too overly confident here, but I have the feeling we're going to have a repeat of the last presidential debate. I have the feeling that as I speak now, the vast majority of the American populace has consumed nothing but the highly orchestrated and scripted and carefully edited snippets of Kamala that make her seem competent and intelligent and forceful and whatever else. And that illusion is going to be shattered the moment she is required to speak extemporaneously about topics she knows nothing about. It's going to be embarrassing. We're going to see a lot of scrambling. I think the reaction is going to be different because I think with Joe Biden, a lot of people knew this was the case and knew that and sort of took it as an excuse. Like when he performed so badly in the debate, they all acted like, oh my gosh, we're just realizing this now and Biden has to leave and we have to oust him. They can't really do that with Kamala Harris. That's not really an option here. Following the debate tonight, they are going to have to act like she wins. They're going to have to act like she did a great job. No matter what the outcome is, they are going to push the narrative that she was competent and impressive and beat Donald Trump because they have to, because they can't tell the truth. But the American people are going to see Kamala Harris under pressure. She didn't even make it through the primary debates with the Democrats. I would love to know what this is. Trump's debate to lose. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris's strategy here. More important to me is Trump's strategy and how it's going to work. His strategy during the Biden debate was just let Biden destroy himself. Just be quiet. Let Biden ramble. That's not going to work so well with Kamala Harris, I don't think. Trump's going to have to hit her and throw her off her game. He's going to have to really be on the offensive here, I think. And of course, they're doing everything they can to stack it against him. I don't think it's going to work. I think at the end of the day, Kamala's going to have a couple, you know, highlights where she's like especially sassy and people are going to act like that means she wins. But most American people are going to see this and go, that lady can't be with her hand on the nuclear button. That lady cannot be going up against Putin. That lady cannot be running the most powerful country in the history of the world. That's not feasible. I think that's going to be the outcome. We're going to cover it on InfoWars. Tune back into InfoWars tonight, an hour after the War Room ends, 7 p.m. Central Time. Myself, Chase Geiser, others will be coming in. We'll take your calls. We'll be speculating and strategizing before the debate. Then we'll be watching the debate live and reacting in real time, just like we did during the Joe Biden debate. I hope you tune in. Follow us on X. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith on X, I think is my account. I think that's what it is. Let's go to some videos here because try as they might, the mainstream media cannot justify some of the more outrageous statements from Kamala Harris. Let's go now to clip number 8. Here's CNN's Aaron Burnett in shock about what Kamala Harris supported as late as 2019.
So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. KFIL's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU, and this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren, and you really see that in a lot of these answers, and I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative.
Why
when she
are
was
they
asked
acting
it.
Surprised?
And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet,
yeah, you would think, but you people are insane. All right, we can pull it down. They act like they're shocked at policies that they've all supported for years. Like, just stop it. And this is their strategy. Their strategy is, yes, we still support all of this stuff, but for the next few months, for the next few weeks until the election, we have to pretend like this stuff is crazy so that we can get into office and then implement all of this stuff. I mean, that's their plan. It's very simple. Let's go to clip number 30 here. Trump has Kamala so nervous that she's, you know, frantically trying to practice with, and she's bringing in, of all people, Joe Biden's team. Maybe she didn't watch the last debate. Let's watch this clip.
She has closely studied the former president's past six debate performances. She's also been sort of entrenched in these briefing papers going over the former president's past comments, as well as the ways that he has insulted her, so she can be prepared to respond to that. She's engaged in these mock debates with a stand-in for the former president, and she's had conversations with Hillary Clinton and President Biden, who both extensively acknowledge of debating the former president.
Oh, yeah, they have knowledge. Yeah, just like the captain of the Titanic has knowledge about, you know, they have a lot of experience captaining cruise ships. Certainly, yes. Both Hillary and Biden both have experience being the victims of Trump's unmerciful destruction during the debates. So, I mean, yeah, good luck, lady. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Now, Brianna Morello on X has reported that Kamala Harris will likely receive the questions in advance for tonight's debate. After all, Kamala's best friend is Disney co-chairman Dana Walden. Walden oversees Disney's ABC News. Walden was also appointed by Joe Biden as a member of the Export Council. Walden and Harris have been friends for 30-plus years. Walden made thousands of dollars in donations to Harris over the years. This is why Kamala declined the Fox News debate. And, of course, this is not out of the ordinary. After all, that's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably the advice Hillary Clinton gave to Kamala. She's like, Kamala, what you need to do is have somebody provide you with the debate questions beforehand. That's the way I beat Trump. And it's funny because, like, Pauli Mark and all these others, 75% chance Kamala Harris wins tonight's debate, which is so funny. How do you even bet on, like, there's no winner of a debate. Like, it's not a boxing match. It's not like one of them's unconscious by the end of it, although Kamala Harris might be with all the drugs that she does. But it's entirely perspective. So where they're getting the 75% chance Kamala Harris wins, it's like, well, there's a 100% chance that the MSM pretends Kamala Harris wins this debate because they don't have time to get a new candidate. They can't do what they did to Joe Biden, to Kamala Harris. They're screwed. So it's going to be very fun to watch. I hope you all tune in to InfoWars tonight as we host the live coverage of the debate at InfoWars.com/show and on X. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. We'll be going live there and on the InfoWars official account. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. I'll see you all tonight.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.